Okay, today is Daf Nun Zayin, the last Daf of the fascinating parak of Eidu Makoma. Today's shir is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskel, Le'il and Nishmas, Yitzhak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda, and Mr. and Mrs. George of Fagin Floyd, Le'il and Nishmas Zev, and Aaron Mordechai. Strong Shazan List, but Nun Vav and Beis by the Gemara, the bottom. Now, Mantana, who is the author of our Mishnah that said what? That said, the Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach are 2 days and one night. And that only one blood application is done. And it's done on the Yisod. Not on the Yisod. It's done on a wall where there is a Yisod. So Amar, Rabbi Yotzi HaGalili, Titania, Rabbi Yotzi HaGalili, Omer, Chelbo lo nemar, Ela Chelbom. This is a pasuk by Bechor. Look at the chelbo. Chelbom, plural. Dama lo nemar elo damam. Doesn't say singular, plural. Limeid al bechor, meiser upetach, shetunin matan daman, ve'emurin, legave mizbeach. You learn from there that all three of them are similar. They all require one blood application as well as burning the fat. Ve'emurin. Keneged ha'yisod, menolav. How do you know that application has to be keneged ha'yisod? Amar Rabbi Eliezer. This is Zrika, Zrika, Me'ola. You make it Gzera Shava, Zrika, Zrika, from a carbon Ola. Just like an Ola is by the Yisod, so too a Bechor is by the Yisod. V'Ola grew from an Alon, and where do you learn the Ola from? Right? Where do you learn that from? That's a commercial pasuk. It's said, El Yisob is Be'ech Ola. Li made al Ola's Chova, Shetuni Yisod. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. If you're learning the Bechor from Ola, Ima Lahalach Shtei Matanos Chein Arba, in Ola is two applications that are really four. How is it two? On the two corners, you make an L-shaped application of Dam. And an L-shaped application of Dam, so you have all four walls. If you do that by an Ola, do it by a Bechor. Right? Ma Lahalach Shtei Matanos Chein Arba, Akan, so too here. Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach, Shtei Matanos Chein Arba. So you would do that at four. No. Lamalu lemichlev saviv ba'ola. By an ola, it's saviv. What does it mean saviv? All around. You don't have to do it all around. You do it, like we said, L-shaped application on the two corners. Nemar saviv b'chata. It also says saviv by a chata. Havu shnei k'su bank echad. Shal kol shnei k'su bank echad. Eim alamdim. It only says it by those two. Yes, we are comparing b'char to an ola. Through Xerah Shavah, that what? That it requires blood application. Here's where there is a Yisod. Take it any further, have it on there. Why? How many applications are done? That's a Shnei Ksubah Ke'echad, Ein Melamdin. Han, Yichalandam, Ein Melamdin. Elaradam, Melamdin, Ma'ekel, Ememar. The answer is, Have Asham. It's an Asham. Shlosha Vaday, Ein Melamdin. Nobody holds Shlosha Melamdin. So, therefore, at the end of the day, Bechor requires one blood application. How do you know that? Because it only gets one. Where does the Yisod? How do you know that? It's a Gzeirah Shavah from Ola. Why don't you compare it further to Ola that it should require four? Now, don't think that for a second. Ola, Chazas, Asher, they're all special. Only they get four. No one else gets four. Okay? Next. HaBechor Nechal LeKahanim. The Bechor was eaten by the Kahanim. It said yesterday to Machlokes Rishonim, the Kohen's wife could eat it. The Bechor, it's funny. Every other carbon that can be eaten in the city of Yerushalayim, your family can eat with you. Right? Not only can your family eat with you, you're not even a Kohen. A Shlamim, a Toda, these things are eaten in the whole city. You, your wife, your kids, your Avadim, they're all allowed to eat it. Bechor is the only one that's given to a Kohen, but yet the whole city. What do you do with that? That's only in the Azara. That's for sure the only male. We said Zifrei Kahuna. Not a Shlam. Shlam is different. A Chatzim or an Ashav? Yeah. Only in the Azara. Only by male. There are no females there. The question is, are they eating the whole city? So Bechor is the only one that's given to a Kohen, yet can be eaten in the whole city. Very funny. Kind of, very interesting. Because the Machlokes Rishonim, what about the Kohen's wife? Rashi said, Rashi didn't say it. What? Right. Because you know why? Because we said it yesterday. I was running out of time. That's why. Everybody's ready to daven. Nobody was, even people didn't realize. But the Rambam says that it goes to the wife. Right? The Rambam says it in black and white. He says, HaBachar Nechal Gam Levnei Beito Shal Kohen La'avadav L'nashav Kitruma. Just like Truma. Truma, your wife could eat. And the Rajba, the Rajba says no. Only Zichrei Kahuna. Even though it could be eaten in the whole city. Very funny thing. Yeah. Okay. Now, that's not what we're going to discuss. We're going to discuss now this entire Amud Aleph, one issue. The issue is, how long is the Bechor eaten for? So we said 2 days and one night. How do you know that? So the Gemara says like this. Tana Rabbanan. Minayin lebechor shenecha l'shnei yom v'layla echad. How do you know Bechor is eaten for 2 days and one night? So the Gemara says like this. Shenemar, it said. Now, if you have the new Gemara, they tell you the full pasuk, right? Look at this pasuk. It's pasuk. U'bisaram yihiyah lach. And the meat should be for you. Kachazei hatenufa u'kishok hayamin l'cha yihiyah. It should be for you. So right away you see that in the second l'cha yihiyah, it's fully redundant. Right? We're going to get to that later. But why does it say that you could eat it like a shok and a chaz at a shok? You could eat this carbon bachar like a chaz and a shok. What's a chaz and a shok? That's what's eaten by a shlamin. Hekeshu hakasav l'chazav b'shok shal shlamim. There's a hekesh to shlamim. Ma shlamim nechol l'shnei yom v'layla echad. So just like a carbon shlamim. If eat for 2 days and one night, af b'char nechol l'shnei yom v'layla echad. Same thing with a b'char. How do you know a b'char is eaten for 2 days and one night? It's a hekesh. V'zu she'ela nishol l'fnei chachamim v'kerem b'yavneh. This question was asked in Kerem B'yavneh. Fascinating. Even in Kerem B'yavneh, which only existed after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, what are they talking about? Chatzim. What's the story with Bechor? No Bechor anymore. But, even if you want to tell me, but at the very end, there was no Korban up there anyway, probably. Anyway, Bechor l'kama nechal, how long could you eat a Bechor? Nana Reb Tarfon v'Amar l'shneyam v'alecha, 2 days and one night. Right? 2 days and one night. Hayesh on Talmud Echad Shabbala Beis HaMedrash. There was one Talmud who came to the yeshiva with Snei Chachamim, Tchila. Tchila means Rashi, that was his first day at the yeshiva. His first day he shows up, by the way, Rosh Aglili Shmo. His name was Rosh Aglili, right? And Amalov, he asked the following question. Rebbe, Menayin Lach, how do you know that you ate it for 2 days and one night? Right? Someone across the street asked, didn't they know? Did they know? So how many years ago was it already? So the fact that it's 2 days and one night, nobody had a problem with that. Although Rosh Aglili is going to have a problem in a minute. But the problem was, what's the source? Right? Amalo, B'ni, what are you talking about? Shlamim kachim kalim, u'bachar kachim kalim. Ma shlam nechal l'shnei yom v'ayel echad, af'bachar nechal l'shnei yom v'ayel echad. It's a hekish. A hekish! Amalo, Rebbe, wait a minute. Bachar matan l'kohen. A Bechor is a matana to the Kohen. A Chatzis and an Asham are only eaten by Kohanim. That's a Baal. Therefore, Ma Chatzis v'Asham l'yom v'layla. Just like a Chatzis is eaten. L'yom v'layla. Af Bechor l'yom v'layla. So too a Bechor shall be eaten one day and one night. After all, it's a present. I'm allowed. So Reb Tarfon says back, listen. Nidon davar midavar, but no ma davar midavar. We can compare things. We can learn things out. Ma shlomim. Ein bon al chet. Shlom doesn't come for a chet. Af bachar in a bal chet. So too. Bachar is not because of chet. Bachar is because it's the firstborn. It's already said. Ma shlom nechal shayim bal echad. Af bachar nechal shayim bal echad. Amalo Rebbe. So Rebbe Yosef says, Rebbe, with all due respect, me don't dover me dover. You'll ma dover me dover. Listen to this. Chatos v'asher matana l'kohen. Chatzis and Asham is a matana to the Kohen. However you want to slice it, it's a matana. U'bachar matana l'kohen. Ma chatzis v'asham. Ein bar b'nedu b'nedava. Just like a chatzis and Asham is not voluntary. A kid's voluntary being a chatzis. Can't do that. Af bechor ain't on the dove benedim redava, but bechor is not voluntary, right? Ma'achat v'asham nechol liyom ve'echad, af bechor nechol liyom ve'echad. So two is eaten one day, right? Just like a chazal should eat one day, so two bechor should be eaten one day, and Rabbi Tarfon doesn't have an answer back. That's not a historical issue. What's the limud? It should be. It should be. I understand it's not. Explain why not. I'm asking you a kasha. You're telling the malachas X, I have a kasha Y. That's a bomb kasha. I don't have an answer for that. No. He's challenging the source, which maybe would change. If you don't answer me, then I'm right. So what's the answer? Says Reb Tarfon, I don't know. Comfort to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva jumped up. Vinistalek Reb Tarfon. And Reb Tarfon was quiet. Why? Didn't have an answer. But Rabbi Akiva is going to give an answer. Amalo, Harehu Omer. It says in the Torah, the pasuk we just mentioned, Ubasaram Yihyeh Lach. Hekeshan Hakasav Lachazav Bishok Shal Shlamim. It's a hekesh. Till now, it wasn't really a hekesh. It was more logic. Let's see, what's the Bechor like? Is it like Shlamim? Says Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Yosef says, no, it's not. It's like a chata. That's more logic. Says Rabbi Akiva, forget the logic. It's a hekesh. Ma shlamin nechol l'shnei yom v'layla echad af b'chor nechol l'shnei yom v'layla echad. Says Rabbi Yosef Lili, the smart Talmud, right? He's lucky he took this guy to the yeshiva. First day, this guy knows his stuff. Amalo, he kashasa l'chaza v'shok shal shlamin. You're making a hekesh to a chaza and a shok of shlamin. V'ani mekisha l'chaza v'shok shal toda. I'm making a hekesh to chaza and a shok of a toda, which is only eaten for one day. Right? Amalo, Rabbi Akiva says, listen to this. Harehu Omer, it says in the pasuk. Ubisar miyelach. Right? She'ein tamad lomar l'cha yihiyah. Why does the pasuk end off l'cha yihiyah? That's totally redundant. Uma tamad lomar l'cha yihiyah. Why does it say l'cha yihiyah? Hosif hakasif havaya acheret bibichor. To tell you that a bichor is given for a second day. Look at Rashi. Rashi of Hosif l'cha hakasif. See the Rashi, it's a little up. Hosif l'cha hakasif. Klomar. Modan idl dvarecha. Says Rabbi Akiva, I agree with you, Yosef. I agree with you. The hekish really is from bichor to toda. You know why? Shalachaz v'shok shal toda tzrichin anulakesho. The tafasta muat tafasta. I have a way. I can compare Bechor to Shlamin or Bechor to Toda. You pick Bechor to Toda. Why? Tafasta muat tafasta. Toda's one day, Shlamin's 2 days. What gives me the right to compare Bechor to Shlamin? Nothing. I can compare it to Bechor to Toda. Now it's only one day. How do I get the second day? Miu d'mahadir hakasav b'sefer dekra. The Torah says at the end of the pasuk, l'cha yihyeh. Delo Edstrich didn't have to say that. Daksim Bereisha Yiyalach. It already said it's yours. You can eat it. Hosef Lo Hakasav Havaya Acheres Kemozu Hava Zu BeHekish. It's as if it's part of the Hekish. It's not really. The extra limud, you get an extra day. Where's the Hekish? From Bechor to Toda. Okay. Right. That's what the Gemara says. Why did I get a second day? Because it says an extra words of the pasuk. But you get an extra day. But you get an extra day for Bechor. Why? L'cha yihiyah. Extra words. No, l'cha yihiyah should give you the extra second day. Right. Right. Exactly. Now, u'kisha amru devar l'fnei Rabbi Shmuel. When they said this to Rabbi Shmuel, Amalani said, wait a minute. Tzuv amalol Rekiva to Isa. Go tell Rabbi Akiva he made a mistake. Go to he's dead wrong. You know why? Toda, mehechon lamda. How do we learn out of Toda? Mishlamim. The whole Toda is learned out from Shlamim. V'chidavah halamah behekish, chazim lamah behekish? You can't have a double hekish. Ha'ein alecha lidon b'lashon achron, ela b'lashon rishon. Stop with the second lashon of what? Comparing Bechor to Toda. Go back to your original idea of Bechor to Shlamim. Can't compare Bechor to Toda. You know why? Because how do you know Toda? That's when that is Shlom, the double hekesh. It's Shlomim to Toda. We're going to answer that question in a minute. Bechar, Shlomim to Toda, Toda to Bechar is a double hekesh. We don't allow double hekeshes. Look at Rashi. To Isa, the next Rashi, the long Divrei Hamaskil. To Isa, B'masha Chazar to Bechar, B'hekesh B'Shlomim, B'atam Akisha L'Toda. That's a mistake. To ignore shlamim, to abandon shlamim, and learn it out of a todah. That's a mistake. The lo lam do akasav elam is shlamim. The real source is shlamim. The adim a todah chazav v'shok lo tzivbe. It doesn't say in the Torah that a todah brings a chazav v'shok. Ella mid ishkish todah l'shlamim nafkalon. That's learned out from a shlamim. Chazav v'shok b'taras kahanim. The Tanya l'fishi yatz the todah lidam b'davar hachadash. Think todah so unique. Shetuuna lechem, it requires 40 loaves of bread. Yachal, I would think, en lechaba elechidusha, you only have a chidush. Hamad lomar, no, not so fast. Torah zevach shlamim imatim alatoda, it's still a shlamim. Ma shlamim tuuna tzmicha v'nesachim tuvachaz v'shok, av toda. Okay? So, says Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva is dead wrong. Now, before we ask Mati's question, we're going to ask a side question. Rabbi Shmuel, hi, l'cha yihyeh, my Avid Leh. So what does he do with the l'cha yihyeh? It's extra. It's extra. Linaid al b'char balmum. What if a b'char is a balmum? So you know what? Shu matanu l'koi. It also goes to the koi. Right, the thing is, if a b'char doesn't have a mum, it's for the karma. If a b'char has a balmum, it goes to the koi. The koi can do whatever he wants with it. He can go to Brah and sell the meat, do whatever he wants, right? So we're going to have it in b'charot. The Kahana were kosher on giving Bukhar's mums because they didn't want to have carbon. They want the whole thing for themselves. Right? So there was a whole suspicion about that. So, Shalom Atina Bukhar Torah. You don't find that anywhere in the Torah. Says Rashi, Shalom Atinu Lilando Bukhar HaTorah Kula Elamikan. Where do you learn out that drasha that a mum, a balmum, animal, Bukhar, goes to the Kohen? From here. Let's talk about it. First of all, the Keranor says that if the Bechor is born healthy, the minute it's born, it belongs to the Kohen, really. So if it gets a mum later, that's not a chiddush. What if it's born with a mum? It still goes to the Kohen. Right? That's how it says Rashi. How do you know that? What does it mean when it says in the Gemara, Ein, Shalom Atinu B'chol HaTorah? What does it mean, Shalom Atinu B'chol HaTorah? We don't find anywhere in the Torah how to get that drasha how to get this halacha out of the Torah. That what? That if a balmon goes through a Torah. That's Tosfos. Tosfos is in earlier in Mechoros. Tosfos in Mechoros. What on earth is Rashi talking about? Every drasha. Well, the only place in the Torah we know it is from over here. Every drasha is like that. How do I know a pre-eight hundred means an aspirin? We'll make a drasha. Only place in the Torah where you made that drasha. That's right. I was able to make that drasha. What's Rashi talking about? Doesn't make any sense. Rashi is very difficult. This is the makar in the Torah. We got a drasha out of it. That what? That a balmum goes through a koi. What do you mean this is the only place in the Torah? Every drasha is like that. Huh? It's an excellent question. Tosfos answers, no. What it means is the only place in the Torah where a koi gets a mum. Where else does a koi get a balmum? That's the chiddush. Every carbon has to be perfect. If it has a mum, what do you do with it? You have to sell it. The kedusha goes away. You have to sell it. Take the money. Buy a new carbon. What happens to the animal with a mum? Nothing. It goes nowhere. Here, even though it has a mum, the kohen still gets it. That's a big chiddush. That's the only place in the Torah you have such a thing. Right? That's a huge chiddush. That's the chiddush. Not that the drush is here. There's always a drasha somewhere. That's the big chiddush. We got a drasha. The whole shop is full of drashas. Rashi Gemara never said this is the only place you have this drasha. Every drasha is like that, right? The Tosfos says no. The chiddush is it's a unique thing. Where else do you have a bechor? Where else do you have a carbon like this? A matana like this. The kohen has a two. It's a two pronged matana. Either I get a kohen, either I get a carbon, or I get an animal. Either one, it depends. Depends on the animal. If I don't have the mum, then I get an animal. If it doesn't have the mum, I bring the carbon. I get to eat it. It's either me or my family. That's the chiddush. You don't have other type of thing like this. Supposedly, there's so much more sense, no? Rashi needs a real head, right? Right? Okay. Next. Now, Rabbi Akiva Yalafla Mibsarum. From the double lashon, from the plural lashon of Mibsarum. Chad tam, chad bamum. Depends. Sometimes it could be a tam, sometimes it could be a bamum. Rabbi Shmuel Mibsarum Dahanach. What does he do with the word Mibsarum? He said, Mibsarum Dahanach, Bachar was Kamar. But the Pasuk said, Bachar Shar, Bachar Aid, Bachar this, Bachar that. So many different animals are mentioned. That's why it says Bisarum. Just the plural. There's no real meaning to that. Okay? Now, Mati's question. The Maikom Miflagi, what are they arguing about? Doesn't Rabbi Akiva know the double hekeshes are not allowed? Did he know that? What's he doing? What's Akiva doing here? So the Gemara says like this. Mar Savar, Haimenu Davar, Acher Havi Hekesh. It and some, Rabbi Shmuel hold, it and something else is a hekesh. Therefore, I'm translating the words, I don't know what that means, is a hekesh. Therefore, it's a double hekesh problem. Umar Savar and Rabbi Akiva hold, lo have a hekesh. It and something else is not a violation of a double hekesh. What's going on here? How do you know that a todah can be eaten for one day and one night? How do you know that? It says the Torah. How do you know that a todah eats a chazah and a shok? That's a hekesh. Hekesh to shlamim. So what are we learning out from a hekesh from todah to shlamim? Very little. Very little. It's like a chati hekesh. It's not even really a hekesh. Why? Because half the halachas I already know by a todah. Half the halachas are said by a todah. What said? The timeline. The timeline said for favors. What's not said? What you eat. Says Rabbi Akiva, that's not a hekesh. Not a hekesh. To have a hekesh. Half a hekesh is not a hekesh. Therefore, comparing Bukhar to Todah, that's a hekesh. Only one hekesh, not two. And Rabbi Shmuel said, no, it's a double hekesh. We'll read the Rashi inside. Top line of the skinny Rashi. Achilas chazav v'shok shel Todah. We have two issues that we need to resolve by a todah. Number one, achilas chaza v'shok, and number two, liyom v'layla, day and night, the amount of time. Haimenu v'davar acher haimenu. We learn out from it v'davar acher hamiduha, and from something else. What's something else? A hekesh. Ksas hamalame ksivba. Part of it's learned out for favors. Dichtiv betoda yom v'layla. The Torah says by a toda yom v'layla. Uksas hay lameda bimakom acher. And the rest of it's learned out from somewhere else. Mayhi, what's that? Chaza v'shok. That, delo ksiv bay. Doesn't say that. Next Rashi. Nimtza mashe chaza v'shok. Necholet liyom v'layla. So how do you know at the end of the day that a toda eats a chaza v'shok for one day and one night? How do you know that? From a half a hekesh. Right? You got that? Half a hekesh. Only half a hekesh. The day and night, I don't need a hekesh for that. So it's a half a hekesh. Min a hekesh lamad. It's learned out of the Rashi, it calls it a hekesh. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Hoel, the Yom, Valaila, the Toda Ksiv. Yom Valaila is written by a Toda, the Farish. Afagaf, the Chazav Vishog, Lumida, the hekesh. Even though a chaz and a shok is learned out from the hekesh, lo habit man achilas chaz of a shok shel toda, dava halava the hekesh. The time when a toda can be eaten with a chaz and a shok is not learned out of a hekesh. It's only learned out of a half a hekesh. Says Rabbi Akiva, that's not a hekesh. That doesn't violate the double hekesh rule. Okay, now, in case you didn't get that, the Gemara is going to bring up two other cases where this applies. Okay? One of them is Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, there were two korbanos that were sprinkled, the dam, or applied, in the Kodesh Kedushim. A par and a se'ir. The Torah says that a par has seven sprinklings, and a se'ir has one sprinkling. We make a hekesh that they both have eight. Okay? Par says seven, se'ir says one. We make a hekesh, they both have eight. Then there's another hekesh that's done. That what? The same eight, really 16, are done in the Heichal just like a par hell of Davishal Tivor and a par where Kordel makes a mistake. So is that a double hekish or not? Because you're Bikir, it's not a double hekish. Why? Because in the Kodesh Kedoshim, you already have seven and one. Seven by the par, one by the seir. So we make a hekish between the two of them. That's a chatzi hekish. Outside, that each one gets eight, that's a real hekish. It's only one hekish. You hear? Fish, Loma, Laman, Dama, Lohava, Hekish. So now Yom Kippur makes sense according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's not a double Hekish. Lo, Hainan, Dixiv, Bechain, Yatel, Olmoy. Whatever you did in the Kodesh Kedoshim, you do out in the Hechel. Kishem, Shemazel, Lefnai, Belefnim, Achas, Lamata, Veshiva, Lamata. Just like in the Hechel, in the Kodesh Kedoshim, it's one above and seven below. How do you know that? Midam HaPar, it's a Hekish. Kach mazeh behechol kish. Told you do the hechol. Ukeshem shelofnai velofnim achas v'mal l'shevel l'mata bidam v'tzir. Kach mazeh behechol. In other words, this is not a double hekish problem because what's done in the Kodesh Kedoshim is not really a hekish. It's a chatzi hekish. El l'man damar l'have hekish. But if you say it's a hekish, my hot Michael and Amber, what are you going to say? If you hold as Rabbi Shmuel does, it's a double hekish problem. What are you going to answer? His answer is. Mekomos who the Gemir Mehadadi. We're learning out places. What does that mean? Look at the bottom Rashi. The angel chose umalame the hekish. It's not a double hekish. Why not? The hekish, comma, behemoth. The first hekish is about animals, comparing the par and the seir. Iskash. Ubehekesha basra, and the second hekish, mekomos iskash. We're comparing places. Whatever went on in the Kodesh Kedoshim goes on in the Hechel. Avol got, therefore what? Therefore, even Rabbi Shmuel would agree that's not a problem. Avol got be toda u b'char. But by toda and b'char, chaza v'shok shel toda hukash le'b'char. The chaza and the shok are compared to b'char. V'hi atzma l'meida mishlam me'hekish. And that's also learned from Shlomo. What's the difference according to Rabbi Shmuel? Hair splitting, you know? Right? Because what are we saying? We're comparing places. I'm making a hekish from inner to outer. How I learned the inner, not interested in that. The fact that it's also a hekish doesn't bother me. Oh, but we said Rashi, by a chaza and a shok, toda, bachar, shlomim, it's completely two hekishes. Gemara is going to give another, anybody say, I'll give you another answer why it's not a problem. Chutz mi bifnim v'chad zim negamir. We're making a hekish outside to inside at one time. Right? Says Rashi. Don't think for 2 seconds. This is the same answer that we gave Kivan Amarad. It's a completely different answer. Right? Long Rashi. Very different answer. Sounds like it's the exact same answer. We're not making 2 hekishes, animals, and then to places. It's really places. In and out. Really places. It is a hekish. It's not a double hekish. One hekish. I'm comparing outside to inside. Right? I know. Rabbi Shmuel is the expert, right? He wrote that. Now, we will have another type of example. This example is as follows. Ready? There are, when somebody brings a carbon toda, they bring 4 types of bread. 10 of each. 10 times 4 is 40. Right? 30 and 10. 10 are chametz, and 30 are matzah. Okay? Now, all 40 loaves had 2/20 of solar, which is 1/10. Okay? 1/10 went to the 10 chametz. 1/10 of flour went to the 30 matzah. Okay? Again, 1/10 went to the 10 chametz. 1/10 went to the 30 matzah. Okay? How do you know that? Here we go. Again, fish, lomo, lamanda, amar. Talachas we're about to tell you about the challah, which we're going to compare to the 2 challahs of Shavuot, make perfect sense. Lo have a hekish. If you hold, it's not a hekish. What we're about to do is make the same type of funny
double hekesh, but one hekesh really a half a hekesh. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's not a problem.
That's why he says, where does it say this? This is by Shavuos.
Shavuos, there were two bread, two loaves, two loaves.
Mimoshvotechem taviyu lechem tenufa. She'ain tamalom or taviyu. The word taviyu is extra there. Ma tamalom or taviyu. Why is it taviyu? Kol sha'ata maybe. Each one that you bring, mimakom acher hu kazeh.
It's similar to something else. Which is similar to what?
Similar to a toda. Ma lahala. Just like by Shavuot. Isaron lechala. Each chala got a tenth of a eifa, of fine flour. Achan. So too by Toda, Isaron Lachala, all ten get one Isaron. Now, Ima Lahala. What about by Shavuot? Sheyes Shneyes Ronim. There's really two tenths.
Why?
Because there are two blows. One tenth for each one. Afkan, so too by Toda, Shneyes Ronim. There should be two tenths. Shneyes Ronim, two tenths. Tamalamar, Tihiyana.
No, that's Tihiyana. Okay?
Vilamadnu, Asara, L'chameit. And then we learn that Asara L'chameit, Asara L'masa.
10 for the chameit, and 10 for the other 30.
Minayin, how do you know that? Talmud Lomar, Al-Chalos, Lechem, Chameit, Neged Chameit, Havei Masa.
Whatever you do for the 10 loaves of chameit, you do for the 10 loaves of Masa.
Ella, Lamanda Amar,
Havei Hekish, but according to Rishma, this double Hekish, what's double Hekish? Comparing Shavuot to challah, and then challah to the matzah. Can't do that.
Habi hekish ma'ikol lemeimar. What are you going to say? How are you going to get out of that? The answer is, no. Taviyu yiseiru.
It's an extra word of the pasuk to tell me that you can do that. Okay?
Very good. Now, ha'pesach einu nechal.
We all know this.
The Pesach can only be eaten when? Til chatzos. Man tana. Who is the author of that Tana?
Who is the author of that membra?
That what?
That the Pesach can only be until Chatzos.
Amar of Yosei. But what was the Ben Azariah? It's the Blaz of Ben Azariah. The Tanya. Because what's the Braisa? What was the Ben Azariah Omer? Nemar Khan.
It says in this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha.
Parsha's bow. Balayla Hazeh. This is the night it's happening. What's happening, Balayla Hazeh? What's happening, Balayla Hazeh?
This night, eat the Korban Pesach.
V'nemar Lahalan, and it says in Parsha's bow. Ba'avarti be'eretz Yisrael b'layla hazeh
to kill all the firstborns.
Ma lahal and ad chatos, af kan ad chatos. Just like the killing of the firstborns with ad chatos, so to here it's ad chatos. Okay? Asks the Madna Yontif,
then the Korban Pesach should be eaten ad chatos.
If that's what, by b'chatos halayla, it's going to happen, it should be eaten ad chatos.
What?
That's because we should think they're liars, right? But it's admin, so whenever midnight is, so two answers he gives. That's the second answer.
The second teretz is, we don't know what midnight is, only Hashem knows. That's the second teretz.
The first teretz he gives is, it's impossible to eat a chazayis in a split second. It's impossible.
You can't have a chazayis, it's impossible.
That's the first question he gives. Second question he asks is, then shouldn't the Korban Pesach start Achatos?
Shouldn't it start Achatos?
It should start Achatos. What do you mean, Til Chatos? That's when it should begin.
What?
Right. So you get... Yeah, just like B'chor Achatos, so too you get the Korban Pesach Ad Chatos. What do you mean Ad Chatos? It should start Achatos. So we said, it can't start and finish Achatos. We don't know when Achatos is. So when we have a few minutes leeway, and that's it, should kick in, it should start, it shouldn't end then, it should start then. So he gives two answers. First of all, it appears that the eating of the Korban Pesach was a shmira from Damascus.
That only makes sense if you're eating it first. Then you have a shmira. I'm busy with my mitzvah seder while the...
What? What? I hear you. That's a shot time to give that answer. He says, no.
But that's included in the Korban Pesach.
So therefore, it has to be before the Mashkins come. What? He includes the eating it.
It's a great question. Now, the second question he gets is, who eats a meal at midnight? Who does that?
That's the answer. Who eats a tzuda at midnight?
You're starting tzuda chatos? So therefore, even though if you haven't said it, that's what everyone does, right? Therefore, it's not a kasha. Now, great question. El Rabbi Akiva, but according to Rabbi Akiva, wait a minute. Well, look, for Nehemar, b'achal te mosa b'chipazon, ad shas chipazon. Yet you ate it in haste until the moment of haste. When was the moment of haste? They didn't leave till the morning. Im came, if that's true, not tamala, but Laila had that.
So why did it say Laila?
Oh, you know why? I would have thought I could eat my Karb Pesach in the afternoon. I go to the Pesach at 3 o'clock. I do my Karb Pesach, I come at 4 o'clock, I do 4 o'clock. I'm not going to go to the Shmaya until 9 o'clock. No, that's why it says Laila. Shachahu, yachal hakachim nechal b'yom b'yom. Wait a minute. Who says it's mishas like Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah? That what? They have to stop at Chatzos. Mimai. It wasn't ben Azariah. Who deraita? Dilma derabana. Maybe it's derabana, meaning Rabbi Akiva. Ulahachik ben Aveira. And the only reason we're stopping at Chatzos is to prevent you from doing an Aveira. What Aveira? Right? What Aveira? What? That's what Tosfos in Pesachim says. We don't want it to become noser. Somebody says over here. Over here he says, Rashi says that the Tnan, that, I'm sorry. Either that it should become noser, or that you should eat it after dawn. Either one. But really, you have till dawn, and we just made it to Chatzos to be marking you from an Aveira. In Cain, that can't be shot. You know why? Because it says, you only let it eat it Ella Tully, Ella Limnuyo, Ella Chatzos. They're all the same, they're all the right. Ella Ad Chatzos, Ella Ki Hasam. The Ella is just like the other Ella. Ma Hasam Doraisa, just like Ella over there is Doraisa, only registered, only roasted. So too, here it must be Doraita, and it must be the Ben Azariah. Look at the little toast of the Hachik Ben Aveira. Right? Why are we stopping at that toast? To stop you from doing an Aveira. So how about when you have a two-day carbon? Monday night, and the whole Tuesday. Let's make you stop at Tuesday at noon to be Bashik you from an Aveira. Maybe you're going to go later at night. So Tosa says, L'ne'echol and l'shnei yom v'layla echad, Lo asu chachamim harchaka ad chatzos. We didn't bother with that harchaka to make you stop at noon. The nikarhu masayiya shkia tachama. It's obvious what shkia is. Aval belayla, but at night, ain't no nikar. That's so obvious. When dawn, who knows at night, you have to sleep. During the day, it's not going to be a problem. It's a brilliant question, it's a brilliant answer. At night, much more reason to be suspicious. Thought they lied. Was exactly, if you have to sleep, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Much different. It's correct. It's a good question. It's a good answer. Right? Very good. Hajjan Allah, Eid al-Makoman. Hajjan Allah, Eid al-Makoman. Hajjan Allah, Eid al-Makoman. Tomorrow we begin the sixth parak of the Sefer Zvachim. Good and chayrish.